Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Get all your everyday essentials delivered through Grubhub's own convenience store, Grubhub Goods. Whether you need a late-night snack, paper towels, or your favorite soda, get everything you need without ever having to leave your home. Download or open the Grubhub app to start ordering from Grubhub Goods.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It's Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits for Wednesday, the 15th of June. Imagine getting to a 2-strike count in the 9th inning as you're throwing a no-hitter. You're about to throw pitch number 129 in front of the home crowd, trying to etch your name into MLB history.
All the training, all the work for this right here. The 2-2 pitch. Fly ball into center. Bader going back, back, back. It's a clean hit. It's a ground rule double. And Cal Mitchell breaks up the no-hitter as the Pirates were down to their final strike.
Miles Mikolas, that close to a no-hitter. The Cardinals failing in any way seems to make our man Ryan Porth laugh. What's that about, Ryan, Reds man?
Well, you know, I just got a good kick watching it live last night, seeing that Harrison Bader did not take the right track on the ball and did not make the catch. And I got a good kick out of that.
Yeah, no, I understand. He's an easy one to laugh at, frankly. Cal Mitchell of the Pirates got the hit. Who? Exactly. His 13th career hit for the rookie. Yesterday in Beat the Streak, there were 349 individual selections. 349 different hitters. Not one streaker chose Cal Mitchell. and he breaks up the no-hitter. That is baseball. This is Matt Spiegel. That is Ryan Porth. This is Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits, we track streakers in the real game and also, of course, in Beat the Streak within the MLB Play app. Special episode today, second of three installments of our interview with Jimmy Rollins, MLB legend, host of Unwritten along with Ron Darling, and today we get to his 38-game hitting streak. What did that feel like? Get his thoughts on Beat the Streak, the game as well, where we all try to be him. In fact, we try to be Joe DiMaggio. If we can get to 57, we win $5.6 million. Kyle Schelotes, 26, is our streak leader. He rolls on at 37, another double down for the leader, another day picking two Cleveland Guardians in the expanse of Coors Field. Ahmed Rosario had two hits. Rookie Oscar Gonzalez had a hit. Gonzalez has played 17 games. He has a hit in 15 of them. Unbelievable. Rosario, fifth most selected in Beat the Streak. Gonzalez, seventh. Plenty of streakers riding the hot hand.
Probably smart to pick two guys facing Antonio Senzatella at Coors Field.
Yeah, it might have been something we could mention yesterday. But don't worry, we'll give you great picks today. And we went 3-for-3 last night. Thank you. Gonzo R. is a streaker at 34, alone in second place after a Red Sox double down of J.D. Martinez and a three-run bomb from the great Rafi.
High, deep drive. Way out there to right. Backing up Brown, turning now.
It's not going to get inside Rafi Devers. And right here, you got away with 1-0-0. You're not getting away with doubling up in there.
He's unbelievable. The hit leader in Major League Baseball. Good for a knock most every damn night. But nobody in MLB is hotter than this guy. And it's gone on for a long, long time now. Goldie is still rolling.
And the 2-1 is out to deep center again. Yes! He's done it again. The man is ridiculous. He's flat out ridiculous. Three-run homer. His second of the game. Goldie is driven in five. MVP. It's unbelievable.
Three home runs in the doubleheader for Paul Goldschmidt. I decided to look at his game log. Since the 7th of May, he's hitting .403 in 36 games with 14 homers and an .820 slugging percentage. Hitting .403 with an .820 slug over that span is absolutely absurd. Yesterday, I told you that we know stuff. We better. We work on this thing every weekday of the baseball season. And last night in MLB, as I mentioned, me and the Porthinator, we went 3-for-3. His Porth pick of Jose Abreu came through late with a final at-bat single against the Tigers, who he owns. Me, I got a single from G-Man Choi against Garrett Cole. He continues to hit well against him and is on a 12-game hit streak, is Choi. But earlier, I had the Braves' leadoff hitter as 26-year-old Jackson Tetrault made his big league debut for the Nationals.
His 13th big league pitch. He swung on and belted. That's headed deep toward left center field. Dansby has another D.C. homer. Welcome to the show, Mr. Tetrault. Dansby Swanson has hit his ninth home run, and the Braves score again in the first inning.
Five homers for the Braves, who win their 13th straight game. Swanson hitting .368 over his last 26 games. Our pick segment is coming up, chock full of goodness to extend your streak today. But first, part two of the great Jimmy Rollins here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. The podcast is Unwritten. It's Jimmy and Ron Darling. It's really good. I listened to some of the Larry Boa episode. It's just absolutely terrific stuff. So, you know, there's Thank a time, you. Absolutely, man. There's a time when you were feeling it like crazy, that 38-game hitting streak. We talk hitting streaks. Our goal on this podcast is to help people break Joe DiMaggio's streak in a virtual way. It doesn't happen in the bigs very often that people get to 30 or 35 or 38 like you.
Right.
You said before September of 2005, I'm going to hit 400. This month, and then you went 49 yep. for 122, and you hit 402. Mm-hmm. How did you know you were locked in?
You know what? I don't know. I was working with Milt Thompson, and August was just a tragedy. It was just a tragedy, but it wasn't because I didn't feel good. It was I wasn't getting the results, and we talked about hitting. You could do everything right, and I was just like, man, I'm working in the right way. I'm seeing the ball good. I'm making the right decisions, swinging on the good pitches, laying off the bad pitches, or at least the pitches that were good to me. And it was just like, you know what? Maybe it's me saying, why aren't things going my way, as opposed to this is what's going to happen. And I've always been a believer of, if you want something, speak it into an existence. You have to believe it first, say it, and then go out and just watch it happen. And don't be surprised when it does, because you spoke it into existence. And, you know, Milt was right there. He was like, yeah, let's go hit 400. And we worked, and it just happened. It was like, boom, boom, boom. You know, I looked at Milt, and I remember, you know, coming to the clubhouse, looking at him, he's looking at me, he's like, we're going to do it again today? And it was like, yeah. You know, that's the goal. And I stayed focused on that. It wasn't that I went out every day and said, oh, what is my batting average, you know, the last 2 weeks. It was just, I'm going to hit 400. I don't know what it's like to hit 400. I've never done it. But whatever it is, I'm going to dedicate myself to doing that. And when, you know, when the month was over, I did it. And it was like, wow. Wow, I actually did that. I can't tell you how it happened. All I know is I put in a work, and I believed it, and I believe I manifested it to happening that way.
That's awesome. So 36 straight games through the end of 2005. It carried over officially, as it should have. We Willie Keelers mm-hmm. did in 1895 and 1896, after all.
Mm-hmm.
But you did that take any pressure off at all, knowing that the season was going to end before you even had a shot to, like, challenge Pete Rose or anything like that? Did it take pressure
right.
off?
For certain. And we had two factors. One, we were chasing the wild card, so it was just imperative that I got on base. You know, some way or another, obviously, I love the hit over the walk. But I'm like, my job is to get on base, so I just have to get on base. Second part was, no matter what I did, no matter how much I wanted it, the season was coming to an end. So there was no pressure in that regard that I was chasing Joey D, because I can't beat the single season record. There's no way. Like, the next year, Chase been hitting like 35 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
He had an opportunity. That's a different pressure. Now, when the season started for me, I was like, okay, it's going to pick back up, but add a chance to take a break. And it's probably tougher that way, to be honest. But here's a chance to, you know, just get back on and get off to a hot start and let them talk about it again. And it was fun. For me, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I mean, people were telling me, hey, you know, you realize you're hitting 25 straight games? It's like, no. And why would you bring that? It's like, and why would you bring that up now? Like, thanks. You know, but if you ask me about it, I'm going to be honest and tell you. So, yes, there was definitely not the pressure that Chase had the following year, because no matter what I did, I was not going to break the single season hit streak record of Joey D, 56 games. I wasn't going to get close to it. I wasn't going to tie it. I didn't have an opportunity. All I could do was hit in 36 straight games,
yeah.
And I was able to do that.
But then you had, like, what, 3 months off with that thing lingering?
Right,
I mean,
right,
that's
right.
That must have been crazy.
You know what? I fielded a lot of questions. I saw Joe's brother, you know, his interview, and I thought it was all – I was like, look. That's cool, just to be mentioned in his breath that, you know, me being in this position to challenge it, you know, has sparked something to talk about in the off season, kept my name in off season relevant, and the fact that it was like something holding on. It was like the cliffhanger, like season two is going to premiere, but you have to wait 3 months, you know? So I was like, look, I'm good with it. And If I come out the first game and get no hits, then I'm still hitting 36 straight games, and that's cool.
Yeah, that was tough when a season of lost would end and you got to wait 3 months and then it picks back up.
I know.
It's difficult. That's like Jimmy's hit a streak. You know about our game. It beat the streak. It's from MLB. It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
But still nobody's done it. It's been around 20.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
Have you ever tried it, or do you think you could do it? All you got to do is pick somebody who's going to get a hit. It seems like it should be easy. We could set you up with an account.
Yep.
We'll
exactly.
take care of you. We'll set you up with an account. All you got to do is pick somebody.
Can I do that now?
Oh yeah, sure. The MLB Play MLB Play app is how to, I'll send you an invite so you can play with us.
Beautiful.
Cuz we have
beautiful.
A
Beautiful. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's the best. man, right? I mean, because I was telling David Ross about it, and he had never heard about it. And I'm telling him about the game. He's like, are you kidding me, you MFers? I can say it, right? You motherfuckers can't even pick somebody to get a hit. That's right. How hard this is to do. Like, we can't even do it virtually. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. That's look, and that's this. Like you say, hitting is definitely the most difficult thing to do in all of sports. And as a hitter, you're not in control of anything. Every other sport, you have control of the ball, right? On the offense. Baseball, offense does not have control of the ball.
Yeah.
It's like the offense is defense. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So much fun talking to Jimmy. Part three of that comes tomorrow in the middle of an always tight Beat the Streak Daily. In a second, my Daily Double A, the fourth pick, the Daily Stay Away. We get you set for today. Team games means all 30 teams are active today on a full MLB Wednesday. 6-day games, so get those Beat the Streak picks in early. Jack Flaherty makes a season debut for the Cardinals tonight. Caleb Killian, his second career start for the Cubs at Wrigley against the Padres, who put 12 runs on the board last night. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away. Yesterday, we gave you Nick Pivetta. That was yours, Ryan. You said to stay away from the Oakland A's. And in 8 innings, Nick Pivetta allowed just 3 hits. We know stuff. Sometimes. Today, great matchup at Yankee Stadium. Shane McClanahan and the Rays against Nestor Cortez of the Yanks. Nestor was roughed up a little last time out in Minnesota. But at home, Nestor Cortez has allowed just 16 hits in 30 innings. Just a 154 batting average against. He gets back on track tonight. I say stay away from the Rays.
You stay away, I stay away.
That includes G-Man Choi, so I guess I'm calling that his 12-game hitting streak ends tonight. The Daily Double A, right now from me. Hit the anecdotal with Swanson, the analytical with Choi last night. Anecdotal today, I'll stick with the Braves against the Nationals. Eric Fetty on the mound for Washington. Adam Duvall hits 467 against Fetty. Austin Riley hits 400. Travis d'Arnaud, 333. Marcelo Ozuna, 667. 6-for-9 lifetime against Fetty, including 2 homers. But the hottest of that bunch in the last week is Duvall, so let's go with him. Adam Duvall, my anecdotal pick. Analytically, Bruce Zimmerman of the Orioles. According to our Mike Petriello baseball savant chart, this is the most plate appearances since the beginning of 2021 that have resulted in a hit of any kind, the highest percentage of those. Bruce Zimmerman is 164th on that list. Woo! Righties kill Bruce Zimmerman as well. Santiago Espinal, the best Blue Jays hitter against left-handed pitching. Espinal gets a hit tonight, so I've got Duvall and Espinal. Time for the fourth pick. Ryan, what you got?
That rhymes, Duvall and Espinal. Lefty starter Austin Gomber is on the mound tonight for the Colorado Rockies. At home, he has a 321 batting average against at Coors Field, and righties are hitting 304 against him all season long. I tried to overthink this one. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to kick myself if I don't take Jose Ramirez and he gets a hit. So I'm taking Jose Ramirez. According to Baseball Savant, Jose Ramirez is in the 99th percentile of whiff percentage, which means he makes a lot of contact. Gomber is in the 17th percentile in the same category for pitchers, which means he gives up a lot of contact. So I like Jose Ramirez today. So does the hit probability chart, which says Ramirez has a 75% chance of getting a hit after collecting 2 of them last night in Denver.
Love it. So Ramirez, number 1 on the hit probability chart. As a matter of fact, we give you Ramirez, we give you Espinal, we give you Duvall. Subscribe, please, to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you're playing the game. Within the MLB Play app, it's Beat the Streak. Play it every day. You could win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping all your guys today, tomorrow, and beyond continue to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.